Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechta Zakenim in Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah Daled. And today's Mishnah is being learned Beschos Esubas Rachel Shishi B'Zachar Defan Shusiv Kogon Beit Karov Mamish. And the Mishnah tells us, let's say a husband hands a get to his wife, and he tells her, Zagitech Imati. This is your get if I die. Or he's deathly ill. He's a Shchev Meira, and he says, Zagitech Imati Michaeli Zeh. This is your get if I die from the sickness. Now both of these Lashinos are Mashma that he wants the get to be Chal after he dies. And we know a get can't be chal after he dies. Or he tells her beferosh, zegitech l'achar miso. This is your get after I die. Loimer klom, in all these cases, he didn't say anything. It's not a valid get. However, let's say he tells her the opposite. Mehayoyim imati. This is your get from today if I die. Or he says, me'achshav imati. This is your get from now if I die. So, hareis a get. It's a valid get. And when he dies, limafreya, retroactively, it was considered 100% get, and she was already divorced from then. So let's say he handed it to her on Sunday, said the Lashon and died on Thursday, that means retroactively she was already divorced from Sunday. Now let's say he uses the following ambiguous Lashon, Mehayom Ula Achar Misa, from today Ula Achar Misa, get ve'eno get, it's a suffix get. Why is that? Well, on one hand, it could be that he just meant to say, it's Chal from today when I die, and then it would be fine. But it could be that first he said, Mehayom, I want it to be Chal from today, and then when he said Ula Achar Misa, he was really knocking away the word Mehayom, and he wants it to be Chal after he dies, which we said is not valid, and therefore it's a suffix, and in Mes, if he dies, his wife has to get chalitza from the husband's brother and not yibum. On to another scenario, let's say he's a shchev meira, he's deathly ill, and he tells his wife, this is your get from today, if I die from the sickness, and then v'amani, he stood up and he went into the marketplace. It seems to be that his sickness went away and he's 100% healthy. And then he got sick again and he died. So we have to evaluate him if he died because of the first sickness. So then I raise again, it's 100% valid get. And the fact that he walked around the marketplace doesn't mean anything, and his original statement and the handing over of the get is valid. However, Vimlav, if not, if this is clearly a brand new sickness, ain't a get, so then it's not a valid get. Continuing to talk about this get that's given all tonight, when he told her, this is your get from today if I die. And we had said that she's considered 100% divorced, lima freya. Now, what's their status after he gives her the get? Mishnah Talmud tells us, loites yachid imoy el bifnei edim. She's not allowed to be miyachid with him, she's not allowed to be secluded with him in a room together, unless they're in front of edim. Because if he lives with her as man and wife, then we have to suspect that bia was done l'shem kiddushin, meaning he wants to remarry her, and that's mevatel the get, and if he wants her to be considered divorced, he would have to give her another one, and therefore we have to have edim there. And afilu eved afilu shifcha, there could even be an eved or a shifcha there, because the fact that there's somebody else in the room is going to prevent them from living together as husband and wife. Chutz mishivchasa, except for if it's her shifcha. Why? Because her heart is comfortable with her shifcha, she's so used to her shifcha, she actually would not mind having tashmish with her husband when her shifcha's in the room, and therefore that's not a significant enough preventative measure. Now the Mishnah moves on to a totally different case, and this is referring to where he handed her the get, and he used the following lashon: Hareze gitech, this is your get, v'hizgarshi bai me'es shani ba'olam imesi, and be divorced with it from the moment that I'm in the world if I die. In other words, he's telling her that this get should be chal a moment before I die. The Mishnah asks, ma'hi ba'isin ayamim? So what's her status during those days? And here we have a machlekes. Rabbi Huda says, ke'eshes ish l'chod varel, she's considered to be a 100% ish, because since the get is only chal a moment before he dies, right now she's still considered 100% married to him. However, Rabbi Yossi says megareshes ve'ena megareshes, she's only suffic divorced, and that's because he might die in the very next moment, which means the moment before the very next moment she's considered divorced, and that might be right now. So every moment she's maybe going to be divorced, because maybe the moment afterwards her husband's going to die, and that makes her a suffic ish. And a nafkamina would be that if a different man lives with her, he would only bring an asham talui, and it wouldn't be considered like he's living with a married woman. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Hay and Vav, continuing to talk about a get that was given al-Tanai. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.